This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Skiers at Sunlight Ski Resort in Glenwood Springs will see some new terrain next year, with more to come. The resort plans to add 100 acres and a new lift by 2021, with work starting this summer. Tom Hayes, general manager at the mountain, says this year's great snow and ticket sales were a catalyst for the expansion.
It's been in the works for a while. This has prompted us to really start moving forward with it.
The new terrain will be on the eastern ridge of the resort and will be mostly intermediate or advanced. This summer, crews are working to remove dense trees on existing runs in that area. Most of the new terrain is on private land owned by the resort, some of which was recently acquired from the Holy Cross Cattlemen's Association. The resort will need a permit from the U.S. Forest Service to build a new lift, and Hayes says that process will begin this fall. Today is the deadline for seniors and disabled veterans in Colorado to apply for a property tax exemption. Kristen Kay reports.
50% of the first $200,000 of a home's value is exempt from property tax for anyone over the age of 65 in Colorado, as long as they've lived in the home for at least 10 years. Seniors must apply to receive the exemption. Completed applications can be turned into any county assessor's office. Honorably discharged, disabled veterans are also eligible. They need to have owned their residence since January 1st. The exemption only applies to primary residences. Garfield County Assessor Jim Yellico says this exemption offers some relief from rising property tax bills. Last year, qualifying senior citizens and disabled veterans in Garfield County received over $900,000 in property tax exemptions. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Advocates in Colorado are trying to put an initiative on the 2020 ballot that would bring gray wolves back to the state. If it passes, how would it actually work? 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner spoke with someone who's done it before.
Mike Phillips is currently a Montana state senator, but he knows about wolves. He had a decades-long career as a wolf biologist, and he led the reintroduction of gray wolves into Yellowstone Park in the mid-90s.
So you'd come to Montana, and you'd get 15 wolves. Put them in a shipping crate, drive them down to Colorado, and just take them to the end of a road in a nice big piece of wild country. Take the crate out of the truck, set the crate on the road, open the door, the wolf runs out.
And that would be that. Phillips says the release would be most effective in the mountains of southern Colorado because of wolves' homing instinct to return north. He says it would take about 3 years of these releases, or up to 45 relocated wolves, to establish a viable population. Opponents to the measure say reintroducing wolves would harm livestock ranchers and hunters in the state. For KRCC News, I'm Allie Budner.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.